Calvary Chapel was seeking an emergency injunction on the 50-person limit in order to hold services while its attorneys waged a bigger battle to have the limit tossed out entirely on First Amendment grounds. Instead, says Pastor Gary Least, the court turned Calvary away.
There was a lot of surprise, and I think a lot of just disappointment is one word, but almost to the point of shock amongst the people in evangelical circles across the nation and other churches as well, that this wasn't something that was immediately upheld.
But he says the little church in Dayton has gotten support from across the nation and around the world.
A lot of support. We're inundated with emails and text messages of other churches and other pastors, other church members.
The Supreme Court's rebuff made national headlines. Attorney Ryan Tucker wants to make it clear to anyone who misunderstood. The chapel didn't lose anything except the injunction. The case is currently underway at the Ninth Circuit, and Tucker says he's hoping the Ninth will take a cue from the Supreme Court justices who dissented when the injunction was denied. The four justices excoriated Nevada for capping religious gatherings at 50 while allowing casinos to entertain hundreds or thousands of guests.
They said that the Constitution guarantees a free exercise of religion, but it says nothing about the freedom to play craps or blackjack, to feed tokens to a slot machine, or engage in any other game of chance.
The dissenters went further than that. Justice Gorsuch wrote simply that the First Amendment prohibits such discrimination. Justice Alito ventured that it's likely Calvary would win at trial. Governor Sisolak's office did not respond to KOH's request for comment. Samantha Stone, News Talk 780, KOH.